One dark night, God the Son pleaded with God the Father and was answered by silence. One dark afternoon, God the Son cried out to God the Father and was answered by the turning of his back. The Father rejected the Son, and the Son experienced, quote, the dark night of the soul in which everything that makes life something living withers away and in which hope vanishes, end quote, Jürgen Moltmann. For the parents who have just lost their child, for the girl who has just been raped, for the man who has just lost his job, for the woman who is drowning in loneliness, the only answer to your cry of why, O God, why, is not a because. It is an experience. The reality of whatever makes you feel what Martin Buber calls the eclipse of God can only be answered by the reality experienced by Jesus. Quote, for a brief moment I forsook you, but with great compassion I will gather you, end quote, Jürgen Moltmann. The Jesus whose cry was met with silence, the Jesus who was rejected by God, he is the friend to whom we can confide everything, because he has suffered everything that has happened to us, and more. For into our unanswered cry to God, he came. He came and entered into the darkness and the suffering to be with us. He came as a brother to sit with us in our fears, our weeping, our brokenness. He came as a mother to reclaim his own. Quote, could a mother desert her young? Even so, I could not desert you, end quote. Peter Kreeft says, quote, he sits beside us not only in our sufferings, but even in our sins. He does not turn his face from us, however much we turn our face from him, end quote. It is the truth Corrie ten Boom spoke from the hell of a Nazi death camp, quote, no matter how deep our darkness, he is deeper still, end quote. And because he came, he can answer our cry with his reality. He can answer our reality with the experience of his reality, that no matter how dark the eclipse of God, it is always followed by the blinding dawn of the resurrection.